44 minutes into the hour, you're with Community Radio, KRBD Ketchikan. We welcome members of Rotary on the local and the larger scene. Sue Foley is district governor for Rotary 5010. Do I have that right, Sue Foley?
You have that correct.
Somewhere close. And Chris Letterman is assistant director?
Assistant district governor.
District governor. We have all the brighter minds of, this is the Alaska region generally.
Southeast.
And Rosie Rappel, well known as a Rotarian here in Ketchikan and a longtime member of that group. Sue, what brings you to Ketchikan? Is it recruitment? Is it informational?
I'm here actually doing my official club visits of the two Rotary clubs that have been in Ketchikan, one of which has been here since 1925, to see what we might do at the leadership level to assist them in achieving their goals and to hopefully provide a little inspiration to help them grow membership and do many more wonderful things in the community.
All right. And Chris, do you tag along to learn the ropes? Is this your first swing through all of the clubs?
No. The assistant governor is basically Sue's ears and eyes on the ground, and it's a three-year commitment, and this is my second year.
Is this a part-time thing, or are you actually working full-time as Rotarians for the good of the organization?
It's all volunteer.
Oh, as it is locally. All right. Well, what have you learned about Ketchikan so far in your Rotary clubs here?
That you have two clubs in Ketchikan that are extremely committed to doing service projects in Ketchikan. I visited twice now, 2 days, I visited projects that the Rotary clubs have executed in the community, and I can feel a deep commitment to giving back to the citizens of Ketchikan to improve the quality of life for everyone here, and it's been very inspiring for me.
Rosie Rappel, I'm sure you're pleased to hear that. It's just affirmation of your service in both clubs.
Well, it's really nice to have people that come from outside recognize what we're doing, and I think it's terrific that we're on the air because more people that don't know about Rotary will learn more about us. So we're thrilled to have our district governor, Sue Foley, here.
I honestly lose track, and we say familiarly the noon club or the early morning club. Which are you, Rosie?
We're the Dark 30, 7 o'clock a.m. Thursday.
Dark 30.
And Mark Averis, the president of the Noon Club, on Tuesday.
All right.
And we both meet at Cape Fox.
So you do. You fight through the frozen windshields in the early morning, but you enjoy that summer and springtime. Early
and they
morning.
Both like to eat.
Do
a
they
lot.
Now? They do. Okay.
Good food, eggs Benedict this morning.
Okay. Well, if someone were interested in serving and participating, whom would they call? Would they check in with you or the president of one or the other organizations here in Ketchikan?
Well, most of our Rotarian members wear their Rotary pins, and you can contact anyone. They can call me. They can call Mark Rivera. They can go to our Facebook pages. If you were to Google Rotary Ketchikan, both clubs would come up, and you could contact any. There are contacts there where you can contact people, and you can contact any of the members. People can call Mark Rivera. And they can call Rosie Rappel.
Sue Foley, you've seen, as we have over the decades in America, fraternal organizations somewhat waning in membership and activity, but Rotary seems to be strong nationwide. Wherever I go, I see Rotarians, I see Rotary active in service projects. What's different about Rotary International and the clubs that keep them going versus a fraternal, merely fraternal group?
Well, actually, the fact of the matter is, 5 years ago, Rotary had 1.4 million Rotarians and 34,000 clubs.
Nationwide or
worldwide,
internationally?
Worldwide. Today, we have 1.4 million Rotarians and 34,000 clubs worldwide. So our membership is not declining, as we see in some other nonprofits, but it's not growing. It's holding steady. And a lot of that has to do with Rotary having been around so long, some of the charter members and the older clubs are passing away. In Alaska, in our district, which is Alaska and the Yukon Territory, a lot of it is transient. People are being transferred elsewhere, so we're losing them as members here. And we're just starting a new initiative to work with those people leaving the state or leaving the town to reconnect them with the Rotary Club in their community so that we can begin to grow. Also, we have a new initiative to target the younger members, to recruit younger professionals that where in the past we wanted someone that had been in the professional world with discretionary time and discretionary money and over the age of 30. And our average membership is probably 55. And I've seen that take a turn the last 2 years. We've got younger members now from 24 to 35, which will turn the complexion of the clubs and we'll begin to grow.
Chris, this is a crazy guess, but I bet you're among the younger of the Rotarians. What brought you into it and what kept you going?
Well, first off, yes. I am kind of one of the younger ones in our club, although I'm not the youngest anymore, which I'm happy to say. And what really brought me in was my wife was already in Rotary, and it was a good opportunity to spend lunch together.
Okay, well, that's the personal tie or affiliation, but something kept you going. Is it service projects, or is it just the folks who are in the club with you?
Well, after I joined the club, I got to participate on a district conference committee, which was one of the life-affirming, life-changing events for me in my Rotary career. I got to see the broader picture of what Rotary does in the world. And, you know, I was 2-3 months in the club at that point. So it was really getting to see all the projects that Rotary tries to accomplish around the world just inspired me. And so I jumped in with both feet then. And our youth, a lot of the youth initiatives that Rotary has, we do youth exchange, which this community participates in a lot. You know, you really engage those inbound exchange students so much. It's great to see the community come around. And then we have Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, which is a leadership seminar. I was involved heavily in that. And we have Interact Clubs, which are for the high school and middle school ages. And we have Rotaract, which is the youth, generally up to age 30, 18 to 30. So it's youth focused, and that's what kind of kept me engaged.
Rosie Ropel, do the higher ups in Rotary, if you will, tell the community based Rotarians what to do in the terms of service projects, or do you determine what's useful in the community and move
on?
That's
a good question, Greg. We meet as a club near the first of, you know, July 1st is our fiscal year in the clubs, in the Rotary. And we talk about, the club comes up with projects they want to do. And the question is, do the higher-ups tell you what to do? No, they do not. But they encourage us to do projects because that's the heart of Rotary, is service above self. And there's a lot of ways to do that. So people in our club from a wide variety of occupations have passions about different things. And they list out, they write out, we have a club assembly, and we talk about what we'd like to do. And then we figure out how we're going to fund those and how much money we have to do those. So it's like people don't come and ask us for things. We come up with the ideas. So it's our passion, because if it's your passion, you want to do it, and it happens.
So it's recognize the need as a club member and bring it to the club and then go forward.
Like, I have a passion for students and scholarships. So I recommended that we start a vocational scholarship at K-High, because there are more academic scholarships. And the club embraced that. They thought that was a great idea. So somebody just has to come up with an idea.
In the minute or so we have left, Sue Foley and Chris Letterman, the former is Southeast District Governor, and Chris Letterman is Assistant District Governor. What are you going to do here in Ketchikan, and what are your objectives while you're here then?
Well, actually, we've been here for 3 days now, so I'm on my way out this afternoon. Just finished my last club visit today. As I said, we've visited the club projects that are on the table. Tried to inspire those people that aren't fully engaged in the club to feed their passion by speaking up and letting the club members know what it is they'd like to do that feeds that service passion they have. And I'll stand by now to watch the collection of all the volunteer hours and all of the volunteer dollars to execute those projects so that we can celebrate those successes together in May.